I'm Rabbi Yossi Chazan.
Good morning. To gain a bit of insight, new ideas into the mahus, the etzem of Chag HaShavuos HaBalein El Teva, let me just first be marked in four different types of questions, four different areas to think into. Number one, the pasuk says, "Uviyema bikuri bakrifchem mincha chadasha l'Hashem b'shvoiseichem b'kar kodesh yilchem." So first of all, the question is, why is man matan tariseinu known in the Torah as yom bikurim? I mean, the ikur is, it's the greatest event in human history. Why are we attaching it to some event, peripheral, tangential event in the agricultural cycle? My nafkamin is pikur. And what's the concept of mincha chadosha, number two? Every yom tov has unique korbanos. What the mincha chadosha? And why is it called Shvui Seichem? Bechlal, a little child would say it's called Shvui Seichem because you count Sheva Shavuos. In Sforim Akdoshim, it's brought from Chaim Vital, it's brought in the Tur Barek, it's Frikabola, numerous places. It's called Shvuos because on Har Sinai, Mushboim Ve'oimdim Har Sinai, there's a Shvua, an oath, a covenant with the Abish, the Christus Priestess, the Bechina Shvua, as Chazal say, which is the reason, is the meaning of many Gedil Yisrael, Tuchum Sefer, Baramash, that in the 49 days of Sfiras Omer, they would learn the Sechta Shvuos, which has Derech Agav 49 plat, because the idea of Shvuah. Other people have the meaning to learn Masechta Soita. One of the reasons for Masechta Soita, Chazal say, Kishem Shebashpia Masa Soita, so to all Yidin undergo a Shvuah. And Allah increases bris with the Eberstor and Shvuas. But like upon him, what is the connection between these two Pirushim, Shvuas Miloshin, the Sfiras Oimer of the 7 weeks, and Shvuah Miloshin, an oath that we're undertaking? Bichal Yisrael, why is it called? It's called Al Sheva Shvua. Why is it called Shvuos? Loshen Rabbi. So the Paltashina Rav brings from the Zeder of Zasholim Belzer that just like Chal Yisrael said to the Eibishter, Naseh V'Nishma, whether we understand it, whether it makes sense, it's rational or not. So the Eibishter Kvayochel answered back to Chal Yisrael, also Naseh V'Nishma, that whether we're worthy or not, the Eibishter won't be Machlif and Mamir Chal Knesset Yisrael. Hashem Amircha, Hashem Amarta, Nechulu Chulu. Therefore, that's how the Svarim Makdashim Taich, say for Zichron Shmuel from Shmuel Kotobinfeld, Vo Chulam Bivris Yachad Nase Venishma Amru Ke'echad. Who's the Amru Ke'echad? That's all Klal Yisrael. But the Eibishter and Knesset Yisrael together said Nase Venishma. The Ein of a Shvuah. And one has to understand, how does that connect to the simple fact of the preparations to Shvuos? Bichlal, it's called Yema Bikurim, and you bring a Mincha Chadosha, Bishvoi Seichem, and Dershe Rishumas is brought in Matan Moshe says, Mincha Chadosha, Rashi Tevis, Chadosha Lashem, Bishvoi Seichem, is Rashi Tevis, Cholov. It's been here, Mikhana Mokar, Arem is in Torah, that one has dairy products, Cholov and Shus. Hello? It's not just, you know, the Abish to put this remez in the words, connected it to Bikur, to Yema Bikurim, or Mincha Chodosho, and Shvui Seichem. It happens to be that the fact that it's Cholov is Merumas in this context, right? That's the first question I want to explore today. Number two, the Torah famously says everyone knows it. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out. He brings B'Shem his brother, Rabbi Chil, we discuss this every Yom Tif, that the three Regolim are connected to three Ovis. And he explained that Pesach is the Yom Tov of Chesed, is connected Chesed Lavrom. Therefore, by Avram it says Lushi Vasi Ugois, and that happened on Pesach. Yeah, with matzahs. You don't have to be a genius that Yankiv is connected Chagasukis, because it says the Yankiv Nosa Sukkis. So, by the process of elimination, we're forced to say that Chagashvuah says the Torah, B'Shem his brother, is connected Yitzchok. Right? Vorayeh, that the shofar which was blown at Har Sinai, Chazal say, picked up Elazar, Rashi means, where did it come from? The Isle of Yitzchak. Okay? Now, before I even begin to understand this, pili plois, right? I mean, I'm a simple person. I'm a very, very simple person. If you would ask me to, which one of the three of us, Avram we know is Milch Sod, and Yitzchak, Pachad Yitzchak is Avoido, Karbonis, Tefillah. You have to be a genius to say, so who is Torah? Yankiv, Ishtom, Yeshiva Olim, Tidem, Yankiv. The Chori Yankiv corresponds to Torah. And here the Torah, because you found that, because the ayil used that mantira came from the ayil of Yitzchak by the Akedah. Therefore, the whole yontif, the mahus, the etzim of shruis, mantira, can I get Yitzchak? Pili ploys. The Torah says so. That's the mitzvahs. And with this, I understand nochavur. There was once, before my days, but the Mahusha Rebbe once came to Manchester for shruis. And maybe someone remembers. Not in my time. Right? The old Pusherim. And he said a word from his Zayda that the Sabbath Kaddish of Rishon once said, B'shem di Yidda Kodesh, right? That Batzeres nidoyinim al Peiris Ilim, right? Which refers to the Eitz Chaim Teruchni, right? And Rosh Hashanah, you judge B'ikir bin Gashmi, as one of the great tzaddikim said, Abul Karuf, Abul Karab, like, the pacha, the emo, the yira before Chag HaShavuos, I say this every year, is far greater than the emo of yira in the run up for Rosh Hashanah. And when the Holy Rishoner said this vort, is a vorm dola donakshon, and the gaboyim, the mashpakim, had to take him out of the besmetch. It was skonos nefoshes. So, I once said one of the great rabbis, I think it was the Tfilah Sadik, the Blushever. He was not well. They called the doctor before Shavuos, and he had very high blood pressure. He said, which Jew doesn't, his blood pressure is not racing a bit higher? For Kabbalah, Satayra, the whole Ruchni, the whole Tayra of the whole year is being needed. My parents say, Ilan, everything it doesn't. But now I understand the Pacha, the Yira, the Reses, the Mazir, the Losh, the Chazal, all over the place by Shavuos, because Shavuos is the Yomtiv, which is Kenege, Pacha, Yitzchak, the year of Yitzchak, the Charodel. And you see, all over Chazal, the Gemara in Brachas, in Mayikotan, the Eim of Yira, the Gemara in Shabbos, Benoid Rosh, and Chazal say that when the Abish, the Gemara in Yuma, when the Abishter told Moshe to go up alone on the mountain, which was enveloped with a cloud, in order that he should viot likonis lemach neshchina be'emu. As she nemar, ivdu es Hashem, b'yira v'gilu b'ra'odot, B'mokin Gila, which in fact is Torah, because Torah is what? Misam Chilev. Therefore, there's an inyan of Ra'odah by Matan Torah. Just trembling. And you see the Pasuk says, Vayamdo Amir, Vayar Ha'om, Vayanu, Vayamdo Midrochi. And Chazal say each sheet was like, from the trepidation, went back Yud Bey's mill. And the Vudraham says the whole idea of shuckling when you learn comes from the Maimar Mirhar Sinai, etc., etc., etc. So I understand it's connected to Yitzchak, but what is the shaykhus to Yitzchak? Yitzchak l'chur is the end of avoidu. Vemes, I saw the Vina Rav in Shem and Roy, says a murder to Kavort. Chazal say, the Gemara says in Shabbos, that Peites, everyone knows the Gemara, that the Pasuk says, we'll take ki ato avinu, ki avram le'yadainu, v'yisrael yakirenu, ato Hashem avinu, ge'leinu me'ilm shmech. What's Pshat? The Abishu will tell Avram, Banecha Chotul, Eden Sin. What does Avram say? Yimochu al Kedush Shmech. The Abishu said, maybe Yankiv, who had Tsar Gidl Bonim, Hilva Ber Achmons. The fact that Avram is Mitzvah Zachesed. Yimochu al Kedush Shmech. Yankiv, right? Yimochu al Kedush Shmech. So the Abishu says, Loi Bisa Betaymel, Loi Bedar Dike Eitz. Not the old man, not the younger one. We'll try with Yitzchak, right? Maybe he'll have Rachmon. So the Abish told Yitzchak, Banecha Chotu. Amr, right? So what did Yitzchak say? Rebbeinshel. Bonai v'lei Banecha. B'shat ha'idin stood our sin. It's Natsa v'nishma. And you call them B'ni B'chayri Yisrael. That was Bonai v'lei Banecha. Right? And therefore, how much did they sin? The Gemara of Al-Cheshbin, Kamash Yisrael Odom, Al-Cheshbin, and at the end it's Palgi Alach, Palgi Alayv, Palgi Alach, we'll split 50-50 in 12 and a half years, Unayt Nisht, I'll take it on myself, because the Gemara says, right, V'imdizolayim Rekulam Alay, Harei Krivas, Nafshei Kamach, Pasu V'amru, Chaldeus Olzi Yitzchok, Yatovik. The pili ploys. I'm not getting involved in Pshat and the Gemara. Dafki Yitzchok, who's Midas Ayir and Pachad, he's the one who's Megan and Kal Yisroel. Right? And therefore, the Vinod of said, in the Zohar, everyone knows that each one of the 7 days of Shavuos, you have an Ushpiz, you have the Shiva Saroyim who come to visit us in the Sukkah. So the Pasuk says, Yechayenu, mi Yemayim, bi Yemashlishi, Yechayenu, vi Yakumu Lefanech. Dafki, the third day we have a Kiyum. What are the 2 days? The Eibishter said by that you should prepare Hayoim Umachar. We have 2 days. Kineged Hub, you don't got to be a rocket scientist. Avram is Midas Achesed, Yankim is Sadachim. We'll have the 2 days of Achana, Kineged, and Moshe went ahead, and he was Moshe Zufiyemechon Midaiti. Because Moshe wanted Hakarain, that Matan Torah should be on the 3rd day, which he says corresponds to Dafkel Yitzchok. That even when Yidden are not in a Maimedumatzav where they're worthy, etc., etc., Nesvegan Yidden should be accepted by the Eibishter. Because Yitzchok is the one who's Melitz on Kal Yisroel. And now I understand why it says in Tikkun Zoyer, on Chag HaShavuos, Yufkun Migulusa, the Geula comes Dafka on Shavuos, because Geula comes in the schus of whom? Yitzchok, Yato Avinu, right? And therefore, since Shavuos is Keneged, corresponds to Yitzchok, right? Therefore, Geula is Keneged Chag HaShavuos. Which, by the way, you remember the Zmir Shabbos, the Lelver Rebbe said, in the Zmir Shabbos Kuyder, there's an expression, Yitzave Tzur Chazdoi, Hilois of the Kabetz. What's the Rashi Tevis? Yitzav Tzur Chazdei Ki Loisov? Yitzchok. In whose schus comes Kibbutz Golias, right? Daf in the schus of Yitzchok. Or as the Baba Rebbe, the Shustian Hashem Yekudor, says, I'm already Gevor. Says in the Pasuk until you own the Holech Yelech Uvochoi. And then says, Holech Yelech Uvochoi. Bo Yovei Verina, no Yisrael Yelam Yisuf. So he touches Azoi. This corresponds, Meram is under 3 of us. Holich. By whom does it say? Which one of the others say Holich? By Avram it says Haloich v'nosoya hanegbo. By Yankiv it says Vayetz Yankiv v'shova Vayelech. So Holich Yelech by Avram in Yankiv, and they tell the Eibush to the Gemara in Shabbos. Yimochu al kedusha shemecha. Bochy. This is the brachim. By Yitzchak it doesn't say Holich Yelech. It says VeYitzchak Bo mi bolavish. He's come right. By Yovoi, by Yitzchak the Zrina. Why? Because he's Noisi Alam Moisov. He carries the Peklach of the Chatoim of Kal Yisrael on his shoulders. The Shmigrad the Rebbe is also a similar Meridi Gevor. By the Akedu it says, by Yosem Oisoi, Alam is Beach, Mimal Lo Eitzim. The Gemara is Rashi brings it. You know, the Gemara Rashi says the Parsha Shlach, Hayesh bo eitz im ayin. So Moshe asked them, find out if there's an eitz. What kind of eitz? Tzadik. Or megin and dirt, right? Tzadik is called eitz, right? By Yitzchak it says, by Yosef, you say, Alam is beyach. Mimalo eitz im higher than the madreg of any other tzadik. Because Yitzchak is the one who says, pal gyalai, pal gyalach. The Yitzchak is the one who's, in his schools comes geula. Okay? Yeah, so it's great that I see Shavuos be a shlishi, the 3rd day that Moshe Rabbeinu added is keneged Yitzchak Avinu. Doesn't explain why. What's the logic? What's the rationale? V'kum tran Yitzchak to Torah. And by the way, the Chagav just one has to understand the fact that the Torah said what's the raya Yitzchak is connected to Matan Torah because the aisle is right. The aisle is connected to the aisle of the Akedah is connected to Matan Torah. But Raya, one of the 10 reasons of Sadia Gaon brings for Tkiyah Shofar is that one has to accept the Nasav and Ishma, the schus of Matan Torah. But what is the connection be'etzim from the fact that there was an aisle of the Akedah that is connected to Matan Torah? The Pashtus one would say, and the Vinerov says this, and many others, Pashtus. The Gemara says in Shabbos Apiches, Face Yasu, Basach to Sahor, everyone knows, the Abish took the mountain, and Kofale and Harki Gigis, and he said, in the Kabbalah, it's a Teir Mutav, in love, Shom Tik for us. So everyone asked the Kasha, starting before, even before Taisus, the Medrash Tanchum in Parshas Noyach, why did the Abish have to have Kfiyah for Matan Torah? Yidin already said, Kol Asher Dibar Hashem, Nasa Vinish. They're willing to accept. So the Medrash says famously, that Yidin only said Nasav and Ishma for Torah Shebiksav, or for Torah Shebal Peh, which is kosher. Read the lashon. Tiyesh bo dikduke mitzvahs kalis v'chamura v'ozo kamoves v'kosher ke'ol kin oso l'vishe ein loymer Yisrael l'misha oyv Hakadosh Baruch Hu v'libe chodav shemoyde. V'yesh bo tzar godol v'nidut shina v'yesh mevalu menavel atzmila pres v'musur nefesh for Torah Shebal Peh. For that, you're not going to accept. Right? And if you don't have Torah Shebal Peh, you don't have Torah. I'm the Lachmi Toidah from the son of the Aflah Mir Digvart. I say this all the time. Bichsav is Gimatria, 424. Bal Peh is Gimatria, 187. No? How much is 424 and 187? What? 611, which is Gematria. You only have a Torah if there's Biksatir, Shabiksav, and Torah. You're not a Reformed rabbi. Right? So who is Bichlal? Chesed is Geneged Torah, Shabiksav. Gvura, Yitzchok is Geneged Torah, Shabiksav, etc., etc. Right? But just expand on this for a minute. The Gemara says, Navaydzorah Daf Gimel. Omer Rav Shimon Lokesh, you all know the Gemara. Mai Dixiv Vayere Vivoyker Yoim Hashishi. Right? Melame, she's not going to Shbarcho, my Sibrachis. Im Yisrael Makablum is Atayra Mutov on the sixth day of Sivin. Vim Lav Amachzir is Oilom Atayu Vavoy. To which everyone, starting with Toysfus, asked the Shaila, Lahalacha, when was the Torah given? Not the sixth day of the week, on Shabbos. And which day of the month? We paskin like Rabbi Yossi, as the famous Magen Avraham, Tav Tzadik Dalet, Torah was given, actually was given the 51st day, because Yosef Moshe Yemechem Midaitoi, so it wasn't given on the 50th day of the Eberster plan, it was actually given on the 50th, the whole Sforim, just to answer the Magen Avraham's kash. What the Bes Yosef is, the Chanukah, the Magen Avraham is this is like the question of Shus. So Bepoel, why does it say Yoim Hashishi, the tonight? What's going on here? But it wasn't on the sixth day of the Sivan, it was on the seventh day of Sivan. And it wasn't on Erev Shabbos, it was on Shabbos. In Shalos, in Shuvah, some Sofer in Siman Reish Ches, that's a famous kasha, right? Everyone quotes the Pasuk Nasav in Ishvan. But the Pasuk says elsewhere in Devorim, Kol Asher Yidaber Hashem Elikeinu Elecha, Vishamanu, but see, just the opposite order. So the Chassam Sofer famously says, Yidin understood the Eved Shel Chatata, and he's not going to command things that are impossible. Things that are beyond our ability, even our will, the Eved Shel is not going to give us. Over the Chachomim, they're a bit OTT, they're a bit extra frum, they're fachnyok, they're whatever. Who knows, they could give us gezerus that ain't revatsi b'chum lamed, but the rabbi's out of touch with reality, as Dabaratz and whatever say, right? For the rabbi or chachomim, let's first listen, v'shamanu, then we'll see. The emes is a din halacha. A gezerus chazal, it ain't revatsi b'chum lamed, but it's not chal. Hello? So they had a different attitude. The Hamuinam, the Jew in the pew, had a different attitude for the Raisis and the Rabbanon, Takonis and all this, etc., etc. Right? Right? So what did the Ebershah do? Kafaleim harkegiyus dafka for the Rabbanons, whether you like it or not, whether you understand it or not, right? When this, just parenthetically, this a gewaltige chesed the Ebershah did. Because since the Zohar tells us, estakel b'raiso b'ra'alma, the world was created through Torah. If there only would have been a Torah Shabiksav, and the blueprint of creation is Torah, so once is a Gzeira, once is the Teva of the world, and the doctor said, sorry fellow, you got 3 months to live, you're finished, you're a goner. That's a Teva. And Torah, Teva is made by Torah, right? You're finished. But once the Eibishter gave Kriyat HaChachomim, that they could be Oikir Dover Menat Torah B'Shev Al Taisa, when they were ashore, they could be Eikud Dover, even Mekuva Seil, Yohan Har Carmel. Therefore, from here, Chazal, we have the Kuyach, Vayi Tigzer, Eimer, Vayokam Loch, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu Goyiz, the Gzeir, the Tzadik Mevatli, and the Tzadik Goyizer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekaymi, right? And that's because the Eibishter gave this Kuyach to Chazal. Hello? Which is the reason the Pasuk says in Tillim, Aliso Lamorim Shaviso Shevi, Lakachta Matonois Ba'odom, that Torah is not just as horis and lavim and punishments or whatever, it's a matana. The fact that the Eibishter gave Torah to Moshe and gave it over to Chazal, yes, that means they gave a matana to Torah, it's called Zman. Matan Torah, saying, what's the matana? That by Yidden having not only their rices, which are fixed, but the Rabbanon to expand, to explain, to extrapolate, to whatever, we now, Chachomim have balabatishkeit over Teva, and they can bring Yeshuas and Nechomis and Brachas and Refuas to Klal Yisrael. And therefore, that's the pshat that the Eberster said, we're going to give Torah on Vov Sivan, on Erev Shabbos. And Moshe Rabbeinu bedavka, hoisif yemechod midaitei, because Moshe Rabbeinu was called until him Ish HaElokim. He's an Ish, he's a balabas over Elokim, over Midas Adin, right? And therefore he was given that matona. Therefore the Pasuk writer says, Moshe, Yedaber, Volekim, Ya'anenu Bekoil, Loshin Osid. Should have said Moshe Diber, Volekim Ono Isay Bekoil. Because it's not only to Moshe, but Moshe Shaprik, almost every generation. There's a Moshe Rabbeinu, there's Chazal, and they have Balabatishkeit through the Koyach of Torah over nature. Yes? Where does the Koyach of Torah Shebal Peh come from? We're trying to figure out what is the connection to Yitzchak here. Hello, that's what we're trying to figure out. Hello. Let me just be hacked. Another Chassam Sofer. Child from Shuvah is in Teres Moshe, all over the place, Chassam Sofer says this. In all the Sforim HaKdoshim, we deal with Velikim Nisa Es Avram. So the Pashtus HaKsuvim, to whom was the Akeda on the Soyin? Avram. Not the Yitzchak. Hello? And the 101 reasons, thousands of reasons, ain't of reasons, why the Akedah is Mesiachis, the Nisoyin, Tafka Tavram and Yitzchak. The Pelahachi Godel, as the Imre Yosef of the Spinker Rebbe points out, that's in Torah Shebek Sal. But if I learn Torah Shebal Peh, whenever Chazal, this Ribu Dugmois, when the Gemara says Shofer, Shofer Ayel, why? In a Kitiskol Hamakedas Yitzchak Ben Avram. When Eden bring a Tomid al Gabi the Mizbeach and they read the Pasuk Tafoino Lifnei Hashem, Zuichar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Akedas, not Avram, the Halo, the Akedah that Avram did, but Dafki Yitzchok, right? When Chazal said, the Gemara said, the Medrash of Yikur Rabba, Kishehoyu Bonov Shal Yitzchok, Boim Adei Aveiru Maisim Roim, Tei Maskir Lohem Akedas Yitzchok Avim, and the Eber says, Oimid Mikisei Din, Mikisei Rachim. We have in the davening. What do you say? Vakedas Yitzchok Lazara Hayim Tizkei Brachim. Dafka in Teirish of Alpeh, in Chazal it's always the Akedah of Yitzchok, and in Teirish of Aksav it's always the Nisoyin of Avram. Vahalei Dovru says the Chassam Sofer Amoyri Dikavot. The Eibush that told Avram Avinu directly, right? Kachno is Bincha is Yichidcha is Hafto is Yitzchok Vahalei Loil. And the way he understood it, but that's the Loshna of Eibush. That's written in Torah Shebek Sal. Yitzchak never heard from the Eibush Azatzivui. Nor he was Mechuy if he listened to him to his father, because his father had a chazok to be a Novi. And as the Gemara says, someone has a cheskas Novi, Eilof Tishmo, you have to listen to. Kunt Ois, Avram Avinu's command, his imperative for the Akedah, was Torah Shebek Sal. In other words, a direct command from the Eibush. Mash Enkin Yitzchak was totally in the moon of his father. Right? So Yitzchak's Mesiras Nefesh by the Akedah to go along with it, that's a Bechina from Torah Shebal Peh. Therefore, Torah Shebek Sav stresses, underscores the Mesiras Nefesh, the Nesoyan of Avron, and Torah Shebal Peh underscores the Nesoyan of what? Yitzchak. So now I understand, brilliant, the connection of the matan Torah Shebal Peh, for which there was kfiyah, which is merumis in the Moshe Hayusifim Echem Midaitoi Dafka to Yitzchak Avin. Hello, it's all great, except for the fact that just like you can't have a Torah Shebal Ksav without a Torah Shebal Peh, you can't have a Torah Shebal Peh without a Torah Shebal Ksav. And Torah Shebal Ksav, you say, is Mesiachet to Avram. So why is Chag HaShvuas when they were both Torahs? I would still like be bothered. Let's compromise, you go to Yankim, Midas HaTeveres, who's Yoshev Oy Halim, Sai the oil of Torah Shebek Sav, and Sai the oil of Torah Shebek Peh, as Chazal say. What is the connection of Matan Torah Bichlolus Dafka Yitzchak? Hello? So how many questions you have now? Two questions. Bikurim, Mincha Chodosho, the Remez for Cholov, yeah, Shvuis, right? Number one, the names of the Antif. And number two, I still don't understand why is the Torah say it's connected Dafka to Yitzchak. Let me ask you a klotz kasha. We have a principle all over. I've discussed this at great length in the past. As the Michal Zlotshever puts it, Maim Rabbi, Yitzias Sadik min Oir Oyser Oishim. When a Sadik was in a place, he didn't have, he did his avoid his Hashem. And even if he leaves, there's still a Roishim. There's still something that is left from that residue kedusha. As Rashi says on the pasuk, "Vayelech lemasov de Avram Avinu bechazirosoi Pora, happy for Yisov. Literally, he repaid all the outstanding debts. So the Holy Bar Ditshava says, when Avram Avinu came back to the same place that originally was Ivid Hashem, Pora means also like Milosh, he revealed that which was Makif in that place, that he brought Kedusha and the Shekhinah into the place. And you actually find the Medrash in Shir HaShirim that Rabbi Yeshua, way after the stalkus of his colleague, Rabbi Lezer HaGodl, he went into his Besmedrash, right? And he saw the stone where Rabbi Lezer would sit and learn. He said, this Evan is compared to Har Sinai, and the one who sat on it is Doim Etzal Arayin HaKodesh. So in a Besmedrash, 1,000 years after Matan Torah, right, you say the place where Belozer stood is Doimet Harsin. Yeah? So I ask you a question. Everyone today goes on tours. You go to Ukraine, you go to Kfir Tzadikim, you go to Rabshayel, you go here. Everyone goes to places of Tzadik. Gvaldik. That's based on this principle that you see a Tzadik, it's a generation. There's 1,001 stories I told in the past of Tzadikim who came to a certain place and they're margish all of a sudden here, the Grod Davin here, the Bashem Tov Davin here, the Meilach Davin here. They felt the residue condition. Even in all these crazy tours that everyone's like in the world, all the Yiddish guy is going to whatever today. Yeah? Do you find anyone going to Har Sinai for Shavuos will relive? I even saw a tour once after the Camp David Treaty. Let's go back to Egypt to see where it will happen. Spend your Seder, the big advertisement in New York, with the pyramids. You'll see the kosher, the chomer levin. No one yet, don't give anyone a bright idea, let's go and spend Shavuos in Har Sinai where it all happened. Nowhere do you find in any sforum there's an Indian to go back to Har Sinai, faket, to go into the Mokim HaMikdash, even the Churbonoi, Kloshitas HaRambam, and most poskim, Yechayev, course. To go back to Har Sinai, for we don't know where it is, right? We just know where the Christians say it's Shalina, right? But M'shoich HaYoyev Elheim HaYalu Bahor, there's no residual anything here. Vali Doverhu, where did it go? To understand that third issue, a fourth issue, I mean, there's 1,000 midrashim. I'm not going to go through all the midrashim here, but Chazal seemed to say in a Ribi Mekrimi, we could tumble, we could mafalpul in the Inka Mekrimi, that Har Sinai was not indigenous to Sinai. Har Sinai was part of Eretz Yisrael, right? The Medrash in Tilim, Tzamaches, asks, the Har Sinai mehechem, but where did Har Sinai come? Where did it come into the picture? Meharha meiria nitlash kechala meiso, right? It was schlepped. Like you take a piece of challah from the dough, a pile of dough, from Har Maria. Mimokim shenekad Yitzchak Avinu, underlined. Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu, hoil v'yitzchak avichem nekad alav, no lebon of lekabel of atzera. Since this was the place where Akedah Yitzchak took place, we're going to transport Har Maria, and we're going to place it on top of Har Sinai. By the way, the Strik of a Rebbe in the Zerzov says not only was the mountain uprooted, but the Akedah, the Mizbeach, and the Marocha of Yitzchak, together with the Shofar, made of the Ayil of Yitzchak, which then was left on the Har HaMoriah, was also brought to Sinai. From there, we blew the Eibishter blew the Shofar. You with me? My dear, sweet, holy brother, you have an excellent kasha, but I hate to break it to you that you're not original. The Ramban asked this kasha. Rashi brings it to Belezer, and the Ramban asked this kasha. And if you want a whole pilpul at Alpi Nigla, Alpi Gemaras, and Zvochim, look in a brand new sefer which came out for Chagashu, which is Grace for the Golos, called, what's his name, no? You know what I'm talking about. Chavetzel is a Shorin, brand new sefer on Shavuos. Again, there are 5 different answers of how we have an aisle for when the Chura, it would, the aisle Tmuris of Yitzchak should have been an oilo, right? And the oil has to be burnt. It could be the shofar fell off the ram when it was Svach Bekarnov, and the din is that it's not a mum. Well, we could talk about it. It could be that he put it on the Mizbeach and it was Paka. There's 100 answers the Metzias how, but that's the way the Metzias is. The left Shofar was the Shofar of Matan Torah, and the right Shofar will be the Tkab Shofar God L'Cherusin. Trust me. Right? When, I have no time to elaborate, but apparently, the Eibusher took Har HaMoriah Amriya Bechlal is a flying mountain. It goes with Yankiv to Bezel. It's been known in history to fly around. Hello? It came to Harmaria, came to Har Sinai, right? Yes? What happened, just like the Maril Diskin says, the Lahava, the fires at Sinai, the Asian fires, that became the Eish Tomin on the Mizbeach, right? The Kedusha of Harmaria and Har Sinai, I have no time to go through all the Lashon in Midrashim, it traveled, it was there by Kriyas Yamsuf, right? And it traveled with the Yidin, right? And therefore, according to Rashi and Tainis, when was Bimshoi Chayoivil Heima Yalu Bahar? Dafka Rish Chodesh Nissen. What's unique about the next Rish Chodesh Nissen after Matan Torah? That was the day when Be'em HaShmini Hukam HaMishkan. Because the Kedusha of Har Sinai, Har Maria, entered into the Mishkan. Hello? The feast that you understand, the famous Ibn Ezra, B'Mitzyachas, Ami Mitzrayim, Tavdun is Ulikim Barazel. What's Tavdun? The Avoid of Karbonis. They built the Mishkan with the Mizbeach on Har Sinai. Show me the next Har Sinai. Pshat is because the Kedushas Har Sinai, stroke Har Maria, went into the Mishkan. And this answers a billion other kashas that I have no time to elaborate. Right? That's Oilas Tomid Hasuya Har Sinai, etc., etc., etc. Right? What happened to Kedushas Har Sinai afterwards? It went with us to Eretz Yisrael. Right? Where it is now, ask a competent Orthodox rabbi. I can show you different sources. Rav Shlomo Kluger says, just like the Kedushas, I hate to say this, the Kedushas Har HaMaria is sunk somewhere, Tovu Ba'oras Shoreh, and what we see is certainly not the original mountain, because the original mountain was the tallest mountain in Yerushalayim, except for perhaps Ein Etam, right? But and yet when you went to Har HaBayis, you were Oyle. Right? Today, if you ever go to the Kozel, you're going down. So obviously, the whole mountain ain't there. And it's Nignos, and it's Kedushas, Nignos, Satmar Eben, Devriyoyla, pages, on the Tzevachim, all kinds of sources. That's what the Ebrish didn't want, that the Zaydim, the Goyim, the Arurim, right? When the Ayyoch and the Shtalchim, the Shecha, which refers to the Yad, I will touch Brevut, from the Yad of Yodei Bakol, Viyad Kol, by our cousins, the Araber, right? So therefore, the Amish didn't want them to be doyrus on our Mokim Kedusha. The place where it says that, whatever, now Shulim Holchoboy, and you have the Lebedika Shulim. So the Amish was going is Kedushas Har Sinai, Sosar Shlomo Kluger, and Kedushas Har Maria. Right? But there's a Dover Bor. You sing Zmiris and Shabbos. Yeah, Rabbi Yehuda Levi writes, Diber Bekotchoi Bahar, next word, Amoir. Har HaMoir is otherwise known as Maria. It's called Moir, whatever, there's a song about it. Something. Yeah. The Ebrish just said in Mount Moriah, Yom HaShabbos Zocher V'Shamar, or Tahar Sinai. Hello? You say this every Shabbos, no? In the Piyut, that people say on the first day, Behoidi B'Sinai Kulam Nizdazu, Ulahar HaMaria Kulam Nichro. Everyone prostrated themselves on Har Maria or Har Sinai. As the Medrash says on the Pasuk, Yisudosei Baharei Kodesh, this refers to the Kiyam HaOilam is in the exclusive of the two mountains, Har Sinai and Har Maria, which is one and the same. Right? Which is, by the way, the Yom Tov News Forum came out. That's why by Brisbane Absorum, which according to Targum Yonison took place in Har Maria, they was to show them already Matan Torah Har Sinai. The Alderach said, when Yankiv had a dream of Sulam, and the Sulam, what did he see? Sinai. How do you know Sulam is after the Sinai? Sulam is Gimatria Sinai. You're going to be a genius. Hello? Why did he see when he was in Har HaMaria? Because the Matan Torah took place actually on Har HaMaria. This is kind of Rebbe's word from a guy in Borough Park. The Gemara in Tainist after Zion. The Gemara says, why is it called Har HaMaria? One says, Shemisham Hiro Yotzes Yisrael. The Chara Amar Har Shemimenu Yotze Moiril Ubezo. Why did the Goyim fear trepidation from Kal Yisrael? Because of Har HaMaria, the word year. What is this Har HaMaria? Says Rashi Lishnachrina. Har HaMaria refers to Har Sinai. Hello? And by the Umas HaOilam, when it says, Eretz Yorah, Vishakata said until them. Whereas you say in Davening on Yom Kippur, right? Lugam kol oilam kuloi chal mifanecha brias preisal kul. That's matan teir. Hello, what does matan teir got to do with Har Maria? You know, this is not my kasha. The Mashal, Al Asar, the Maratzchayis, everyone asked the kasha. And everyone says, the Ishtamitze from the Mashal, this medrash, that Har Maria came to Har Sinai. Right? Whatever. This answers many, many of the Shaila is asked. You know, we have a principle, a general klal, the Le'ovit Kuchabichu Nisu Lamagon. The angel doesn't make miracles in vain. Why are we taking mountains from one place to another place? The answer is Gor Posh. But let me hack them one more word. I haven't started the shit. The Gemara says famously in Brachit, Lo Ulam Yargiz Odam Yitav Yitzara, Nischei Mutav, etc. Vim Lav Yaskir Loi Yoim Hamisu. Shtel of the Shalah, you want him to think about death. What do you mean, Yaskir Loi? When you say Yaskir means remind him of death. When you say remind, something you've experienced, something you saw, something you went through, and you may forget because Shichas Goyver. So Yaskir Loi. Hey, remember, death ain't too good. It wasn't a very pleasant experience, therefore, be careful. Have you ever experienced death before? So what's that? Yaskir lo yoyim hamisu. Well, Michal, why did it say Yaskir lo yoyim hamisu? Yaskir lo yisboidin b'misu. I don't know. Yaskir lo and yoyim hamisu. Says the Vina Rav, mohiri di gavort mosuk midvash. Because the Gemara says in Brach, in Shabbos, taf peches. Om Yeshua Levi, I call Dibur v'Dibur. Parchon Hashmat. I can't hold the sheet here. If you each one of the 10 Dibur, the Seres of Dibur is, or the first two, or the first one, or the first one which is given, whatever. Everyone died, and the Eibishter took a tal shel tchiya, she'atzot chayis ha'meisim, geshem nedov, his tonne felikim, nachlosa v'nila, atokin nantan, zepot zetin tilim, and he was mechayim meisim. So everyone went through tchiya ha'meisim at our Sinai. So a person is involved in taivis and his pizza and his sushi and whatever he's involved in, right? And he can't get the better of the Yetzer Hara. Yaskir Loi, remind yourself of the, when is Yom HaMisa? Shavuos. When everyone died and the Eibishter resurrected us. And that's the puzzle. Let's take Yaskir Misa. Yom HaMisa. V'yidayit levanechel of nevanecha Yom HaShabbat Lom Shem HaGrah. Remember Har Sinai, you have fear before the Eibishter. You won't sin. Hello? Great. By the way, the Chasam Sofer in a drasha moiridik moiridik says the first word of Aseret Dibur anoichi, anoichi, and atbash is meis tal, death, and the tal tchia which resurrected us. Right? Okay, I'm not trying to elaborate. The shaila is the Eibur is a kol yoch. He knew that by the dibur it's so powerful you're going to die, mukleis ha nefesh, whatever. So why did he have to kill us and then resurrect us? Chias amazing, give it halchia. Why couldn't he just l'chatchila give us the dibris in an oifin that we could be soivelin? And there's a few mahalchim you could tell you. Each one is true. Number one, the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos that you're not makis dam, you don't let blood erev yontif. Gezeira otu chagashvus when there's a shindal whatever, and it's a danger to. Why is there a danger erev shvus? Says Rav Shmuel Teubenfeld, you know what happened historically on the first Chag HaShavuos, Erev Chag HaShavuos, when the Chazal say it's a sakona? That's the yahrzeit of, you know who? Hevel. When did Kayin, Lashitas Rav Yeshua in the Medrash, when did Kayin kill Hevel? On Erev Shavuos. Why? Because you know what Hevel did? He put up a korban, Vayis Shashem El Hevel Vel Mechosoi, and the fire came down, and it was like it's a gilu shchina, and it was malak like the korban of Hevel, and Hevel looked. But since Hevel was the product of a person called Adam and Chavo, and originally they were in Gan Eden, and they were able to be nene and talk to the Eibishter Kedam Yisrael, and then they sinned, and they were kicked out from Gan Eden, and v'salachti b'soichichem, which Chazal say, like the angel Mikhail Imchem de Gan Eden, they forfeited. And Hitlboy Zuam of the Nochosh in man. It's inappropriate, right, that Hevel was Zon Ein of Minashchina. You know we have a similar story, remember by Diskanim and Rup? Vayechzu is a likim, vayechlu v'yishtu, and Chazal say that's why Nodav Aviyu passed away in Rish Chodesh Nissen, and that's why Diskanim died by the Mizoinim. By the way, parenthetically, who was Moshe Rabbeinu, a Gilgal of Hevel? And who was Kayin? The Nochosh. Therefore, when he killed Hevel, he bit him. Like the neshicha of a Nochosh. So Moshe Rabbeinu Be'emes wasn't Be'itir Shel Nochash. He was like from the Kana, whatever. He was not at all connected to the Pagam of Odom Rishon Eitz Hadas. But he dafka, he didn't look at the Eibishter by the snare to masaken the chet of his previous Gilgal of Hevel, who did look. Whenever there's a Gilu Shechina, there's a revelation of goodness. If you're a Keli, Givaldik. If you're not a Keli, it kills. By Mitzrayim, Meir Gadol is a Gilu Shechina, and the Yidden have Yitzias Mitzrayim, and by the Bechayre of Mitzrayim, they killed him. I'll tell you a story. Just I saw it. I was 2 weeks ago. I was at Sheva Brachas in Venice over Shabbos. The Mechutin from the Chalos side told me I'm Meir Diga Meisel. Meir Diga. There was a. I don't know Mechutin. My Shvogger told me. My Shvogger has a Lubavitcher, but he has a brother, a Slonimer, and this Slonimer guy is a very well-known Askin in Borough Park. He goes into a guy's house, a Bobover. And he sees a picture of Lubavitcher up on the wall. In fact, in my high, right? My high. You're above him. Like, where? I'll tell you a story. He had a kid, a whole family of them. Mishpacha Bruchas. He loved him. One daughter was not educationally successful in her school. And she went midechi el dechi. Happened to kid sitting in the back of the class. And she got into bed. Chavertus. And one thing leads to another. Eventually, she mamish went to Sheltachtus. And she comes back to her parents. She wants to marry a Sheketz. She's marrying a goy. You can imagine a guy with a shtreimel, his wife, you know, wife has three hats on top of her head. The world is falling apart. They went to this, all the rebbes in Baruch. And what did the rebbes do? They gesholten klolis nimrotzes, the shegetz, old pagan in that. You can imagine. All the clothes in the world. But guess what? The shegetz was alive and well, healthy as a horse. They're getting nowhere, and the violet, she's going to marry him, and she said, the life is collapsing. Someone said, go to Lubavitcher. He knows how to deal with these cases. How do you get to see him? Give dollars Sunday morning. You know. He goes. By the time he was waiting in the line, there's 5,000 to 10,000 people. By the time he got to the Rebbe, he was so pent up. He started burst out in tears. He just said, Rebbe, my daughter, plainness bus plainness, right? She wants to marry a guy. Help. Ratav. The whole conversation took 10 seconds, not more. Gave him a dollar for him, bracha vazlava. A dollar for your daughter, bracha vazlava. And a dollar for her chaver, her friend. The guy comes out, he's out of his mind. Now I did have been like a bracha, a school, a stat in your head, go to mikvah, drink mikvah, what, I don't know, say kapitel kufi, zayin on your head, not, right? Didn't curse the guy. He gives him a dollar to give to tzaka. He comes back, he tells his wife, they hear what the Rebbe said, they both burst into tears. They're out of their mind. Punk, the girl, who's like the problematic person, walks in, she's a parent, a crying, a Niagara Falls, my high, we went to the Rebbe, he gave me a dollar, gave you a dollar, and gave your boyfriend a dollar. Oh! You see, even the Lubavitcher Rebbe agrees that it's a good shit. She's happy as a lark. She whips out her mobile phone, and she calls up the Shagans. Hey, John, Peter, Paul, whatever his name is, right? Hey, even my father just went to one of the greatest rabbis and mystics and Kabbalists of the generation, and he gave a dollar for you to give to charity as a harayat. They're going, John says to her, after all we've been through, you still believe in these old rabbis with these fanatical ideas of blessings and charity, right? Really, I can't really sever you from your background. I want nothing to do with you. Put the phone down, and that was the end of the shul. It's a moiridika story. Now, voidus Hashem, I'm telling you, it's a moiridika. What's the lesson? You could try to get rid of darkness by cursing darkness, taking a broomstick, trying to hack the darkness away. Or you could bring a mitzvah and shed light. And when there's an oir, a gili oir, when we're godl, a gili shchina, the shegit, the darkness, automatically is botl and mevut. So whenever there's a gili or shvu is the charanun, it's a sakana. And that's what happened with that gili or from Matan Torah. You can't be soivul. That's one lesson to learn. A second lesson to learn. The Sfasemba says in Parshas Chanan, they had to die. The teacher, you could only be koine Torah through Mesiris Nefesh. And lefi erech, your Mesiris Nefesh will be your hasaga in Torah. A third reason I learn is the kvetch of, I don't have time to elaborate, so the whole theme of Matan Torah is Tchias HaMeisim, is the goof, not the neshama. Right? The whole Lachem, the Geshem Nidovis, Tonef Elikim, says the Chesed Lavram Radonsker, to pick up Dafka, the Indian of goof, the Reuven Grzovsky said from Mishver, Rebbech Ber, right? What's Helfmir if the goof can't be soifel Dvar Hashem Torah, only the neshama, and you died, and the Eibishter mitchias amazed with Haltchir? But poil your goof, is that a keli for Dvar Hashem for Torah? Is the Charaya said Rebbech Ber that once the Eibishter gave you what? The Tal Shel Tchia, that becomes a chelik from the Etzem and Mehusa V'Yid, and this is Noch Ashvok. It's another nail, screw, that attaches the guf into the neshama. In other words, Matan Torah changed the mitzias gashmi of what it means to be a Jew, right? And that's the idea of that the Ben Ish Chai brings. That's why why did the Eibur Tchias made it for the guf? Because the guf feels hard done by. The guf is Torah, the guf is omul. The guf sits and puts his feet in hot water to horiv enoch an hour in Torah when it could be puffing like other people, right? He kills himself. And at the end, you know what they do with the guf? They put you in a box and they put you 6 feet under, kicking up the daisies. And your neshama is misanig in Gan Eden from Zivashkin. And the guf, which the neshama enjoyed learning, right? It's the guf that would rather be guful fresen, guful puffin, guful parkin, guful whatever, right? Yeah? And the guf killed himself for to be an elohim, to daven, to go the extra mile, right? And the guf, they put eating up, the worms go in, the worms go out. So the guf feels very hard done by. I do the hard work, I do the slugging, and the neshama gets to the Eibush name. The etzim schar will be tchias amesim, and that will be the schar for the guf. And that's the emes. This was emes says. Mishri Gavort. Tzadikim b'misosam kriim chayim. Misa refers to the guf. Could the guf call holchem the misa, right? Or but tzadikim changed the guf, the misa into chayim. That also. I have no time to elaborate. There's a whole thing you can talk about. The Chazal say eidat hamachochem the yamachzer an aveda b'tvias ayin. Is hamakbid al chaluka ilahofke. If you go with your tire, your jacket upside down. That in them is totally your talmud. You know, forget about learning. Just walk around like a makbid on your the levusha, which your machle refers to the goof. The goof is called the levush. Or a boss of talbishin, and a person who's makbid that what he transforms his makluf, his goof to become a shtikul neshama. Said the Radomsker, that's a talmud chalter makluf design. Therefore, the ikar of Matan Torah was mish ashuv lachem aleichem. The lachem should be once again. I'm not talking about all the das ba'oretz in the art. That's another idea of tchias amazing. And the ikar is, I have no time to elaborate. I don't want to speak about this, my topic of the shir today. Tchias amazing is the inyan of tshuva that rishoyim b'chayim kriyim meisim, and you could say. I would come back from Mitzrayim, I was there for 210 years, and I was not even a Vedazar, etc., etc. There's a whole bunch of psukim that bring out that a Yid could mechayim meisim, beruchnias, is the charaya that a Yid could always do tshuva in every matzav. And that was the prerequisite, the Malachim said, Tzroi Tchol Shamayim, Achoyiz b'chisei HaKovid, as Sforim Taish, ve'achzir lehem, tshuva, the koyach of tshuva. And therefore, Tchias HaMesim is the prerequisite to receive Torah. Because you only with tshuva, right? This is borne out in numerous places, numerous psukim. Paul says, V'ata loy chein nosu l'cha Hashem l'kecha. The chidol says, there's loy, which is lavin. Cain is masayin, right? What's the gematria of Cain? 70. What's the gematria of loy? What's in between 31 and 70? 39. What's 39? Oh my God! There's lamet has kolus to Adam Chava and Nachash. Layit is a lotion of kol in Aramaic. Hello, yes. But there's a lot of cherem misapechet. You could change the lamet has kolus. Ki offer after will offer toshu, which Chazal Rishon Yechoy says refers to tchias amesim into tal shel tchi. It's also lamet has. That's the idea of tchias amesim. You could change the past. Hello. Who is the one who introduced the concept of Tchias HaMesim in the second, the three brachas, which been Esrei, Morgan Avram, V'chayim HaMesim, Akal HaKadosh, Avram, Yitzchak, V'yankim, that all the Mepharshim say. Who was the one who first experienced and introduced the concept of Tchias HaMesim in the world? Yitzchak. Shavuos is Tchias HaMesim. Right? Who is the Yontif of Shavuos Kineged? Yitzchak. So what do we have, Tchias HaMesim? You know what the Gemara says? The Gemara says, "Indeed, daf lamed ki lecha tichrach oberech tishava koloshin zeyayim aleda." Where tishava koloshin? Because when a person is born, mashpiim oisai ti tzadik v'alti rasha. Hence, you understand why shvuas is called shvuas, and why it's called yayim habikurim, because it's a new, fresh start, and therefore it's a mincha chadosha. I'm skipping out the whole right, and therefore what's mincha chadosha l'ashem b'shvuas eichem as Rashi Davis chalal. Because by Matan Torah was Gersh in his Gayer Kekatan Shinoiladani. And what does a teenager drink? What is he staying on? Cholov. To show that on Shavuos every Yid begins a new start. And you're not a prisoner of war of your past. And you can be a new Kabbalah of old Malchus Shemayim and old Torah. The heart of in Torah, right? That's what we get on Shavuos. And if the Erech, you're a person's whatever, on Shavuos, his Kabbalah on Shavuos, that goes the rest of the year. Because Batzeres Nidoy no perisil.